finance and economics.
Corporate heaven. A nice problem. How Ireland's government ended up with too much money to spend.
Across Europe, fiscal policy is causing headaches. The governments of Britain and France are both raising tax rates sharply. Germany is hobbled by a self-imposed debt break. Meanwhile, Italy's profligate borrowing continues to unsettle investors. Ireland faces a different problem. The government is so flush with cash, it does not know quite what to do with it. In September, the European Court of Justice delivered a verdict in a long-running legal battle over whether Apple had benefited from unfair and now closed loopholes in Ireland's tax code. As a result, the American tech firm will have to hand over €13 billion, that's $14 billion, to the Irish tax authorities, along with over €1 billion of interest, an amount equivalent to 4.8% of the country's annual national income. To the bemusement of other cash-strapped governments, the Irish authorities sided with Apple in its battles with Europe's courts, arguing that the firm had done nothing wrong. The Irish economy is doing exceptionally well. Modified gross national income, which takes account of distortions created by the high number of multinational firms based in the country, is expected to grow by 4.9% this year and 2.7% in 2025. Unemployment is just 4.3%. Inflation has fallen below 2%. The government's fiscal position was already looking solid before the Apple-related juicing. It ran a surplus in 2022 and 2023 and was expecting another this year. Ministers now predict a surplus worth 7.5% of national income this year and 2.9% in 2025, even after increasing spending and cutting taxes. Ireland has offered competitive corporate tax rates in order to attract foreign firms since the 1950s. Even as welfare benefits were sharply cut and other taxes increased during the euro crisis in the early 2010s, corporation tax was left at a generous 12.5%. The strategy has reaped big rewards in recent years. In 2015, corporation tax receipts were €7 billion. By last year, they had reached €24 billion. And the finance ministry expects them to rise to €30 billion a year by the late 2020s. The government agreed in 2021 to raise the corporate tax rate as part of a deal involving over 140 countries to set a global minimum. But the increase is modest. The new rate, which kicked in this year for large companies, is 15%. The rise in tax receipts has two main explanations. In the mid-2010s, some of America's largest tech firms reorganized their tax arrangements after criticism from European governments on the use of loopholes. Pressed to move declared profits to countries where they had substantial operations rather than a brass plate office with few employees, many picked Ireland. Britain's decision to leave the EU in 2016 added to the appeal of the country for American firms as Ireland became the only Anglophone member of the single market. Irish policymakers are aware that the tax base is narrow as well as bountiful. In 2022, just 10 firms accounted for three-fifths of corporate tax receipts. Moreover, corporation tax amounted to 27% of all receipts that year, more than double the OECD average. Recognising this vulnerability, the Irish government intends to treat the Apple windfall in the same way that Norway treated North Sea oil revenues. It will set up a sovereign wealth fund. Two separate pots are being established. Ministers hope their combined value will reach €100 billion by 2040, at which point they will start to spend the income generated. There is also space for giveaways. With an election due early next year, a recent budget contained treats. While most European finance ministries retreat from support handed out during the energy price shock of 2021 to 23, Irish households will receive a €250 energy credit this winter. Child benefits were also lifted and income tax thresholds raised. Public investment in infrastructure was increased by €3 billion. The problem confronting Irish policymakers is a lack of slack in the economy. The European Central Bank will continue to reduce interest rates, responding to bleak conditions elsewhere on the continent. Ireland's jobs market is tight. Any additional moves by the government to cut taxes or increase spending are likely to push up inflation. Full details on how some of the Apple windfall will be spent are due to arrive in January. Ministers are already under pressure to splash even more cash. The politics of closing a deficit are never easy, nor, it seems, are the politics of running an enormous surplus.